Morning, Big Joe. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good this morning. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Right on, buddy. We've got the chance to talk this week. You guys have some exciting things going on over on at Canyon River Ranch and Red's Fly Shop. But first, before we get to that stuff, let's talk about the fishing over there, man. You guys have been froze out the last few days.
Yeah, you know, when I was chatting with you guys yesterday, I said that there was no coincidence that this cold snap happened at the exact same time we were set to shoot a pretty cool production on winter trout fishing on the Yakima. And the cold snap we're having right now is kind of a reality check.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a really, really benign winter and good fishing here up until about the last 4 days, and river turned into a slushy.
Yeah, now, we got a little bit of rain over here this morning. What's the forecast over there this week? Is it supposed to back off on you a little bit so you guys can get back out?
Well, when I checked it this morning, the weatherman, I don't invest a lot of confidence in that. It said it's going to get up to 38 today and mm-hmm. the possibility of rain, which would be fantastic winter conditions. But it's about 13 or 14 degrees here right now, so I don't really see that happening.
13 or 14 degrees, that would be a Budweiser hatch then in the lodge today, right, as far as fly fishing is concerned.
Yeah, Bailey's and coffee anyway. Yeah,
I'm thinking Bailey's. I'm going with Bailey's. What's the drill over there this time of year, man? When you guys are fishing in the winter, is it a nymph drill, streamers? What's the deal over there, buddy?
Well, first off, just to explain, because I know there's people that listen that haven't fished the Yakima River, don't know, you know, a lot about fly fishing it over there. They're all wild fish in the Yakima, and they have been for about 20 years. And so these fish, they have to eat during the winter. I mean, it's not something where these trout just shut down and they can't just hibernate like a bear and live off the reserve. So they feed during select times when the conditions get optimal, and that's typically when the river's not iced up. And the time frame would be from about like 1 o'clock to about 4 o'clock every day, you know, as long as we're not suffering from a severe cold snap. Those fish are going to continue to graze and feed periodically. And what they're going to be feeding on are just aquatic insects and bait fish patterns. So primarily everything we're doing is going to be subsurface in the form of a nymph, which is an underwater bug, or bait fish. And the most popular one would be a sculpin pattern, which is sculpin for people who don't speak fly fishing. A sculpin pattern, sculpin looks like a little bullhead.
Baby
like a
bullhead.
Or a baby catfish.
Mm-hmm. And so you're swinging these things, or how are you fishing them?
Yeah, so that technique, you know, we fish bait fish all season long, but during the winter, we do it a little bit differently. We use a sinking line, so our fly line actually sinks in the tip, and the first 15 to 20 feet of it, depending on what line you're using, is going to sink, and it's going to sink at a rate of anywhere from 3 inches per second to 6 inches per second, and any of those types of lines will work, and you're going to cast it into the current, let your streamer fly or your sculpin pattern sink, and then let the current bring it tight and actually swing the fly on tension so that it covers an arc or a partial radius. And it's kind of a militant approach. If you're standing in the river, you'll cast out, let it swing, see if you get anything on that swath, and then you'll take a step or two down, and then you'll take another grid and just continue to work your way downstream until you find your trout.
So you're kind of fishing this steelhead style, you know, just
swing.
Swinging it. I mean, this is a good way for just about anybody to maybe get over there this time of year when the weather's halfway decent and maybe hook up with some of these nice trout in the Yakima, right?
Yeah, you know, it is really cool, and it's mm-hmm. something a lot of fly fishermen miss from, you know, if they're a convert and they threw lures or spinners at some point in their life and they kind of miss that aggressive grab and actually getting to feel the fish. You actually get to feel these fish attack the fly pretty voraciously because they're attacking a bait, you know, a bait fish, and so they're going to hit it with quite a vengeance. And so that part of it's really cool. And also, if there's anybody who's interested in learning how to spey cast, and that's using a two-handed rod, this is like the most perfect opportunity to actually go use a two-handed rod and catch a few trout while you're learning that. And it's a great way to kind of pregame for your steelhead fishing so that when you get on a steelhead river in the right situation, you've already built all the skill, you know, the casting and fishing skill required to get steelhead. And, you know, a lot of us don't get enough days fishing. And so the more polished your casting and your game is before you actually get to the river, better off you're going to be, more success you're going to have.
We're talking with Joe Roeder here on the Outdoor Line from Red's Fly Shop and the excellent website, redsflyshop.com. Joe, Robbo picked the fight, you know, on the forums a little bit, you know, who's the best fisherman, and you know, you're intimately familiar with the challenges that face you on the Yakima and you know, the wind that's so prevalent on that stream, trying to present your gear. In your opinion, who is the best fisherman?
Between you two?
No.
I said...
In general, no.
Well, when you get your hands on
believe
me,
I
don't know if I'd like that.
That would be a fight, definitely. But
I picked the trout fly fisherman, man. I mean, you guys got to know all these little bugs. I mean, the aquatic entomology from A to Z, size 22,
entomology.
Bugs and scuds and streamers and dry flies. And then you got to have, I mean, you've got to present that dry fly out there. You just got to kiss that thing out there onto the surface just perfectly to get a trout to take it. I'm sorry, but I don't see Nelly kissing anything with his big downriggers dragging around.
Are you saying he doesn't have the finesse required to
do that? Zero finesse.
I'm kissing the bottom of the 15-pound downrigger ball is what I'm doing. So,
if the debate between tackle fishing and fly fishing, I grew up doing absolutely nothing but tackle fishing and bait fishing. And tackle fishing and bait fishing, there's an immense amount of skill required in that, most of which I have unfortunately lost over the last 15 years or so. But, each has their own set of challenges. But, you know, fly fishing, I guess this is time for my fly fishing rant here for a second, so bear with me, guys. But a lot of people who don't fly fish think that if you get into it, you have to be some wizard with a fly rod and you have to go to some remote, you know, far destination place and you have to be an expert to have success in things. And it's just so not true. You know, at Reds, if we could just invite people to take, you know, if you could envision their recreational leisure time and energy as a piece of pie, if just the tiniest sliver of that was fly fishing, I think it would enhance the entire rest of that recreational opportunity that they have. When you get into this, you don't have to get into it super deep. You can just try it. You can see if you like it. You can experience the casting. My guess is your tackle fishing and everything else you use is probably going to be somehow enhanced by the knowledge you gain in fly fishing.
Nelly's laughing at him. What are you laughing at?
No, I just like the Joe busting out the recreational fishing pie chart. Right,
oh, there you
go.
There you go.
Because I just looked at mine.
It's true. All the big magazines and things, they brand these, you know, remote destinations, and people come into our store or get in our guidebook, they feel like they got to go to Chile or Alaska or Montana or the Akamai River to be into this. And frankly, if you just start trying to catch a few panfish in your local pond or lake, and learn how to cast and learn a little bit about fly fishing, that's a great start, and that's frankly how most of us got started.
Hey, there's a lot of bank fishermen, too, on the Yakima River. I mean, at any given weekend, there goes a Harley Davidson.
Yeah.
He's probably got his fly rod on the back of the bike there headed for the river.
You got to love a Harley with a rod holder.
We have three little kids at this time of day, sometimes it saves the virus outside.
Hey, you got some great stuff coming up at Red's Fly Shop. You got a killer new DVD coming out. And then tell us about Red's Rendezvous coming up here in March, Joe.
Yeah, so the DVD we have coming out is something unique. There hasn't been an actual, you know, production quality video produced in over 20 years. And our goal is basically to take a Yakima River journal with interactive 3D maps, fishing techniques, video instruction, lots of great fly fishing, you know, film tour type action, and compile it into a DVD that covers the entire season on the Yakima, every section of the Yakima, every technique you would use there. And the artist that we have putting this together is incredibly talented, and it's going to be done by the end of this year, and we're going to spend an entire season shooting this. It is very exciting. It's going to be, in our opinion, and the producer's opinion, who does an immense amount of work on the Outdoor Channel, it's probably going to be the highest quality production done on an individual river ever been produced.
Well, I mean, you have such a beautiful canvas on which to paint over there in the Yakima. I mean, the seasons over there are just absolutely beautiful. And the shot on the front page of your website is just, you know, with the lodge in the background, the fall colors is just tremendous. But tell us a little bit about Red's Rendezvous coming up in March. That sounds like a wonderful opportunity to get over there and experience what spring has to offer on the Yakima.
Yeah, our Rendezvous, it's something pretty neat. This is going to be our third annual event, and the overwhelming theme of the event is that fly fishing is for everyone, and literally there's something for everybody to do there, whether they've never touched a fly rod before, whether they're an expert. We're going to have all sorts of guest speakers and celebrity presenters. There's going to be kind of an in-house cinema where we do some kind of catchy fly fishing cinema type stuff, where it's, you know, a movie theater experience with catchmagazine.net. You can get online and check those guys out. It'll be Brian O'Keefe and hopefully Todd Mullen will be there too to present that. We're going to have lots of kids events. We're going to do several hours of kids casting, kids fly tying. There will be food. There will be drink. Did you guys' ears just perk up? There will be drink. And
Red's Fly Shop Vineyards.
All I heard was drink. That's all I heard.
There will be a lot of fun stuff to do. and there will be one. You know, there's going to be some for everybody, for ladies and everything. There's going to be wine tasting. There's going to be some cooking demonstrations. I mean, it's just kind of a festival to celebrate the outdoors. There will be some upland bird hunting presentations, too, most likely on, like, dog training type activities so that you can spend the off season getting your chucker dog or your pheasant dog trained up. But it is a really exciting event. It's what we're trying to do is make fly fishing really, really inviting and fun for everyone. And I encourage it, anybody that's interested in just sampling fly fishing for a small taste, you don't have to buy anything. You can just show up and enjoy this, get some good laughs in, listen to some people talk and joke. That's going to be on March 24th, and that's going to be out at our lodge. It's right on the river, and it's very unlikely that it's going to rain this year. last year was like the only day it rained in March on us, and happened to be during our rendezvous.
Knock on wood, man.
No doubt.
It's very successful.
Hey, now you have an archery range in there now. You got a sporting clays deal. Talk about that sporting clays setup you guys have. That's a little different than what you might find over here in one of the ranges in Western Washington. It's pretty realistic.
Well, my enthusiasm might have got the best of me. Those are things that are in planning. We do some clay target shooting for guests who are going to come out bird hunting.
Mm-hmm.
So we have 15,000 acres of wild bird habitat that's adjacent to our lodge, and then we have a pheasant preserve too, so we can hunt from August through March. And a lot of hunters that come out with us, they don't get a chance to pheasant hunt nearly as much as they want to, and they can actually come out and shoot clay targets before they go bird hunting with us, which is a pretty cool deal to be able to go out and warm up on some clay and then actually do a bird hunt in the afternoon. And then the archery range is something we're going to have in sometime later this spring or summer there as well. And that'll be a 3D walkthrough course.
He's Joe Roeder, Red's Fly Shop. Of course, there'll be somebody from Red's doing seminars at the Washington Sportsman Show coming up here later this month. And I tell you what, I imagine Red's is going to have a booth there at the show as well, Joe.
You know, yeah, we'll have two of them this year.
Okay.
So we'll be set up in our traditional fishing spot down by the Clackett Craft Drift Boats. You can come down and check us out down there. And our staff that's there is just absolutely fantastic. We'll also have a booth up in the bird hunting section as well. But our staff down there is fantastic. If you just want to come in, chit-chat, ask questions, it's a very low-pressure environment. Our staff is really fun and they're great. Just stop by and see Reds down there. And we're going to do some fly tying presentations. We're going to do some steelhead fishing presentations. And naturally, we're going to do some trout fishing presentations, too. So take a look at the program there. And the information that you're going to have coming from us just comes off very genuine. I mean, we literally make our living on the river. And we do so with a lot of customers that are new to the sport. And so you're not going to get overwhelmed by the information that you get from us. It's going to be delivered in a very easy, easily digestible fashion.
Joe Roeder, Red's Fly Shop. Thanks for joining us. Log on to redsflyshop.com for more information. We'll talk to you soon, Joe. Thanks for jumping in this morning.
Thanks very much, guys.